they're in place. As we go through, we're going to share some quotes by the next president of the United States that plainly says that one of the main things on his agenda in order to appease the Catholic Church and the Christian Coalition is that he's going to push through vouchers for public schools. That's parochial school funding. He's in full support of that. And we're going to look at a statement by the Republican National Committee, which is the committee that oversees the campaigns and the political aspirations of the Republican Party. They point out that since 1995, on any issue that had a Catholic connection, they have voted 100% in favor of the Catholic Church. So since 1995, the Republican Party has been fully in the back pocket of Catholicism. And you have a president that's that way. And we're going to look at the courts as we go through this study. If you weren't watching the election in the United States, one of the things that they were beginning to complain about over there, and they didn't follow through very much, is that the Supreme Court of the United States has finally become politicized. 5 on the conservative side, 4 on the liberal side. And brothers and sisters, those 5 on the conservative side, that means, if you're going to politicize it, that means the Republican side. That means that they're willing to rule in favor of decisions that come out of that body of men that are controlling the Congress of the United States. In 1995, the Christian Coalition took control of Congress. Now, that may not mean a great deal to you if you're not familiar with the Christian Coalition, but let me read this statement and then try to bring that into focus. In 1995, the Christian Coalition took control of Congress, thus creating a voting bloc with the Catholics in Congress that has the potential to pass any law and override any veto at any time. Now, if you didn't hear that, let me explain that. Let me back up a little bit in history. Pat Robertson, the head of the Christian Coalition, ran for president in 1988 and he lost. And in 1999, he began an organization called the Christian Coalition. He initially put a man in charge called Ralph Reed, and Ralph Reed, through his ability, doubled the people that were members of the Christian Coalition each year thereafter, until they reached the point in 1995 that they had voting members in every voting precinct in the United States. That may not mean anything to you either, but I'll explain that in a moment. But they also had reached the point that the people that they were pushing for to get into the Congress of the United States swept the Congress in that year. And they have basically controlled the Congress since 1995. That's why you have just a few months ago, the head of the Republican Party saying,